Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Osiris Rex has returned a sample. Bob, what is Bennu? What was Bennu? What are we learning from this sample? Good. Thank you.
Good evening, John. After years of flight and going to Bennu, the asteroid, Osiris Rex flew past the Earth this past weekend, released its sample return capsule, and that capsule was successfully recovered from the Utah test range, Air Force test range, and the sample was successfully recovered, and the sample was returned to the sample capsule was brought to the clean room in Utah, so that it's not been infected by the Earth's environment, so they can now study it closely. What's the significance? Well, let's first talk about the landing. They still do not know if the drogue chute during this sample return landing was released. The landing occurred a little bit earlier than expected. You have variations, margins of error here, but it's very possible the drogue chute did not come out, which is not a good thing. But the main parachutes did release as expected, and they successfully got the capsule down safely. Obviously, NASA's got to look into this because you don't want parachutes to fail on you in these kind of missions. But the samples themselves are significant, John, because Bennu is a rubble pile asteroid that is very, very ancient. It comes from the very beginning of the solar system, without doubt. And so, therefore, all the material that they've gathered from Bennu is from the early solar system. What makes it more significant is an asteroid like Bennu, rubble pile asteroid, those don't crash on Earth. Very little of the material in them ever gets to the ground. They tend to burn up. And you lose most of that material, or it gets contaminated by the Earth's atmosphere and environment before you can even look at it. And so we do not have a very good understanding of the makeup of our solar system in its beginning. The samples that are brought back here, in combination with the Hayabusa 2 samples from Ryugu, which is also a rubble piles asteroid from the very early solar system, is going to help astronomers finally begin to develop a census for the makeup of the early solar system. And that, of course, will tell us a great deal of how our planet formed the way it did. And so that's the significance of these samples. It's going to take probably a year before we start to see papers published on this, because they're going to take their time analyzing it carefully. Once again, the big key here is you do not want to get contaminated by the Earth's environment. That'll screw up all your results. So that's the big thing. They've got to work very carefully. But they know how to do this. They did it with Hayabusa 2. They've done it with lunar samples. They've done both China and the United States. And so this is known engineering. They just have to do it slowly.
Sample return. We go from the successive return by Osiris Rex to the puzzlement about Mars sample return, acronym MSR. Bob has talked about it in the past as a challenge to all of NASA's budgets, scientific budgets, other missions waiting for Mars sample return to be funded. It's not funded yet because they don't know the final price tag. There's an article at Science Magazine I've read recently with some sharp remarks from other members of the JPL team, other members of NASA, saying this mission is all about thinking they're going to get some proof of life on Mars. They're not going to get proof of life on Mars. Why are they taking it from my budget? And so there's bad feelings among the professionals of JPL, and some of these missions have been delayed and some might be broken. Do I read this correctly, Bob?
You do, John. We've reported about this before. Basically, the Mars sample return mission has, for the last 2 years, clearly become another James Webb telescope, whereby the budget is growing, the program is haphazardly planned. And because of that, NASA has been forced to literally take all money from the planetary program, its most successful program, NASA's absolutely most successful program. They've had to shut down whole missions so they can fund the Mars sample return missions. And we reported last week about a new investigative independent report that NASA had put together. NASA asked independent people to do it, pointing out that this whole MSR program, the sample return mission, has no budget, no planned budget, no coherent plan, and really cannot possibly fly for the amount of money as planned, and probably won't fly at all at the scheduled times. It'll be delayed by maybe a decade plus. The result is, I'll give you one example. There was a project, a mission that was going to go to Venus called Veritas. NASA has, in the last year, shut that project down almost entirely. They literally laid off the entire engineering staff. No more development on the spacecraft is going on. And they left the principal scientist a shoestring budget of $1.5 million until 2028. Well, I mean, they're spending money on a project, just hold project for the next, 7 years, and they're not really going to do anything, and they won't fly this until the 30s. And the scientists involved, well, so what do they do? They go to Iceland to inspect the volcanoes. But in a sense, it's nice NASA's paying for the research, but the truth is the reason this project is now delayed for almost a decade is because of the Mars sample return mission, John.
And we come to Mars itself. Bob has a geological mystery in one, all the mysteries in one spot. Where is it, Bob?
This is in the Tharsis Bulge, where all the giant volcanoes are. And in this one spot, you can see evidence of giant floodplains, volcanic activity. You can see evidence of erosion. You can see evidence of the giant impact that possibly cracked Mars and caused all those volcanoes to occur. And you can even see evidence of possibly glacial erosion and the climate cycles that have influenced Mars's geology for the last, I don't know, billion years or so, all in one spot. And I got a picture of it. You know, analyzing why it's all there, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, the geological mysteries in one spot. It looks like that is what we need to do to get to Mars to figure this planet out and not worry about Mars sample returns. Let's get there. That's Elon Musk. I am John Batchelor, and he is Bob Zimmerman.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.